Cool.
Did we all have fun with our homework? Did we have?
It was fun. It
Yeah,
was good, wasn't
Yeah,
it?
not a single one of these made me angry.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
Oh
always nice. That's always nice.
You know, they never make me angry. They just make me feel bad about myself. I
Well,
feel not good enough. I
what?
feel.
See, that used to be me, but I
No.
decided to blame all my problems on other people, and it's so nice. It's so nice.
That's what I need to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not gonna lie, a couple of these I felt like you were calling me out, and
You feel that every time,
Weird
and I almost am every time.
that you assigned the specific one to
Well,
just me.
Yeah, I mean, you did give me the only piss play one, and
Well.
I.
Wait, what did I do?
I think that
Oh,
was
all right. I
intentional.
mean,
So.
sometimes the prompts are distributed purposefully. Yeah,
He
sure.
knows us so well.
I mean, who else am I going to give the piss play to? Honestly.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned three
There it
specific
is. I
humorists
wrote that
to
earlier.
give various potentially comedic takes on
Didn't reread
several
it.
random topics, which they will now
Oh,
perform for the first
Tongue-y.
and likely last time in front of a live studio
Huh?
audience in a show called Stab.
In this palate-wetting episode of The Stab Show, imported comedies Mikhail Chernyovsky has to learn how to confuse a killer robot with the concept of love. He's not sure. His future self was real vague when he died in his arms. One fall improv's Carissa Edwards refuses to admit that she can believe it's not butter because she will not allow Big Margarine even the tiniest victory. And hilarious comedian Jack Marie is on a mission to discover what Nog is and what exactly eggs have to do with it. All the while, me, your host, Jesse Jones, hatches a plan so outrageous, so off the wall, so surprising that it just might probably fail. On second thought, I forgot I was saying it. All of this and so much more tonight on the show called Stab. Now let's get right into it with segment one. It's reorganization. Of course it is. Why would I change a winning formula? Yeah, well, you know what? I don't need all that. You don't have to agree so much with me. reorganization. So, we might not technically have a monarchy ruling this country. Like, you know, technically. But our old home, England, still does. And after old Liz's passing, seems with all these Charles's and Williams's and what have yous, they're not going to have much use for HRH or Her Royal Highness. For quite a while. So we might as well give it a moment to just, you know, hang out before we put it away for a couple hundred years. So HRA it up then. But for you to do that, we need you to forget whatever else HRH may already mean and instead give me who or what else HRH might stand for or represent to you. Mikhail, HRH, what do you got?
I would love to share what HRH is with you.
Please.
So I've got a little pitch for you. When employees step out of line, there's only one thing to do. Release the hounds. Yes, HRH, aka Human Resources Hounds. These highly trained HR specialists have a keen sense for sniffing out company policy breaches and viciously ensure workplace compliance. From chasing down late reports from chasing down late reports to chasing out disgruntled employees, HRH is here to help and always on patrol. This product is brought to you by Charles Montgomery Burns of the Springfield Nuclear Power Plant Corporation.
Yeah. I was going to say,
HRH.
We've already got so much Simpsons referencing. It's just.
I'm stealing it. Just stealing it.
I mean, we might as well. They've been giving and giving for 35 years. We might as well start taking. Thank you. Matt Groening, for teaching us how to learn and laugh and love again. And thank
My
you,
pleasure.
Mikhail. Human resource sounds. So good. Thank you. Carissa, hey,
yeah,
welcome back to the program.
Yeah.
Let's see what you did with your HRHing, shall we?
Well, you know, I'm an improviser. I do a lot of improv.
Yeah, yeah.
And improv is all about the team.
Yes.
We're there for each other. We care for each other. HRH is actually a really wholesome thing between us improvisers. It stands for Harold Real Ha-Has. Hmm. When you want someone on your team, maybe even someone on another team, to just have a good show, give them a nice pat on the back. Give them an HRH and make their night. Harold Real Ha-Has.
Oh, that's nice.
This one got real wholesome. The other ones aren't as much.
Well, you know what? Sometimes we need a little bit of that because too often this show spends its time in the gutter. And a good little wholesomeness is nice. Harold Real Ha-Has.
Real.
Real. I mean, I don't like when people say we have to clap for our friends. No, we don't. No. No. You have to earn a real ha-ha.
If there's anything I've learned in improv, yeah. That's it.
Yes. Good. That's all you need to know. Thank you, Carissa. Oh, so wholesome. And downhill we go.
We're going to roll straight into the gutter here.
To Jack Marie with your HRH.
I was going to be a lazy asshole and go with the obvious His Royal Highness.
Sure.
But 'tis
sure.
The season. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men and women. Blessed be the non-binaries. Make the Yuletide gay who let the hoes out. Ho, 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 ho. And right now, a particular group of HRHs are furiously and shamefully masturbating to the idea of total world domination and my feet pics side hustle. Yeah. I'm speaking, of course, of horny Republican haters. Because why are porn searches for interracial and transgender videos higher in areas with more hate crimes against racialized people and legislation against trans healthcare and civil liberties? Why do Republicans want to enforce heteronormative monogamy on the world while engaging in higher rates of infidelity than their Democratic counterparts? It's because conservative men are at war with their dicks. Their stupid, woke, DEI, libcuck dicks. Mary, did you know a conservative's dick started the war on Christmas? And now it's illegal to say Merry Christmas unless you do it while you're hate wanking.
It's true.
And that's true.
Oh, wait, what?
HRH.
Oh, all right. I was following along until apparently
I'm perfect sense. I don't know.
Well, no, yeah,
if you
like
had a bump
all
on
the way
head or...
all the way up to apparently I missed the boat on hate winking. I didn't know that's a.
Oh, that's definitely.
I missed.
You've never done that.
No.
Interesting.
So you just say Merry Christmas, nothing,
and well, you don't.
No, I just like wink genuinely.
Oh, with, a genuine wink.
With love. No, I don't wink at all. I don't. That's the thing. I don't know that I've ever purposefully like not in a condescending, just huh, we're wink. I've never like authentically winked in a circumstance.
Wanked. In, like, I think is where you're having difficulty.
Okay, well, maybe you should enunciate better because I heard wink.
I don't think this is a problem with my tongue.
Okay. All right. Well,
that was a weird way to say that.
See, now that makes more sense. Makes so much more sense. I heard wonk. Wink.
Wink, wink, wonk.
That's fair.
Yeah. All right.
Wink.
That's why. Yes. It makes sense. In the context of it being Her Royal Highness, too, using the British wank. I get it
right.
Now. I see
right,
what happened.
Right, I was going for that. Those details are important to
it
me.
It is. They are. They am.
But isn't wank the past tense of wink?
Probably.
I wink.
I wink, I wank, I...
I wonk.
I wonk.
Yeah, wink, wink, wonk. Is there,
sure.
That's...
Wink, wank, wonk.
Clearly.
Wink, wink,
I believe
wonk.
It.
All right,
I just wanted to say it.
I brought all the confusion here. And that's usually how it works.
The segment brought to you by Willy Wonka and Dr. Seuss.
We kind of got through segment one. Let's meet everybody. Hey, Mikhail. How are you?
Doing well.
Yeah?
I'm doing well. You know, stressed
good.
But blessed
well,
is, my,
sure.
Is my theme for this season.
That's kind of, that seems to be how everybody's trudging through.
It's, you know, survival.
Yeah. Well, I wish we were on higher ground than just barely surviving. But you know what? Gotta start somewhere. What do we have to show-wise?
I'm here, so this is great. Thank you. Always great. Always great to be here.
I mean, does this qualify?
Love it. Love it. No, it's good. I'm excited to be closing out. I got a couple shows coming up next week. Week after that, I'm doing a Corner House Comedy for the first time.
Oh.
I'm excited. Nice. Doing something different. Sure. I haven't done one of those backyard style shows, so that'll be different, interesting.
Yeah, I'm surprised they're doing that in December, but sure. But
you know what? I can't wait to see what it's going to be like. I mean, I'm here for the
ride. My guess is cold.
I've got one more show I've been producing up in the Placerville area.
Yes.
We got one more show coming up for the holidays, closing out the green room up there. So.
Nice.
Yeah, otherwise, those are kind of the highlights. And then after that, taking some time off to unplug and disappear for a couple weeks with the family.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
Just escaping. That'll be nice.
It's going to be great.
Lucky you. Well, cool. Cool. Fun stuff. And getting away. What more could one ask for? Always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's nice.
We can be wholesome in segment two.
We can. Well.
Boo.
Yeah. Okay, we'll end it in a second.
Yeah, I'm going to hate wink at all of you.
I need that to be a Stab t-shirt.
No. Well, thank you. Good to see you. Carissa, hi there.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I am here.
Yeah. One of these days, I will stop asking how you are, because nobody wants to answer that. And the point is, what are you up to? There we go. That's the better.
Oh, yeah.
What are you up to?
Second Saturdays, I'm here at Stab. On this stage.
Yeah.
With One Fall at 8 and Scene Kids at 9.
Yeah.
And also, I have an arena team.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'll be here on Sunday the 15th.
The 15th. Okay. Cool. Yeah. That just reminds me that I still need two more teams for December, but that's okay. Got to get back to recruiting.
You could be your own team.
I mean, I could, but...
I want to be on a team. Can someone pick me?
We can. Yeah. It's open to anybody. It's literally open to anybody. That'll be fun.
Be careful what you sign yourself up for.
Exactly. You're going to get recruited. So you're on the 22nd then, Mikhail. Good. find two more people. and you were also a large part of the Improviver, which just came and went. That was a lot of fun.
I was on that.
Yeah. You were on like the whole thing.
I was on the whole thing. Abby took it. Shout out to Abby.
Oh yeah.
And Peach.
Yeah.
She was there too.
Abby's so good. Good to have you. Good to see you on Second Saturdays. Yeah. So much improv on Second Saturday. Good times. Thank you, Carissa. Hey, Jack.
Hello.
Hi. How are you? Nope. We're not how are you-ing. what are you up to?
Well, how are you was better.
Okay. How are you?
What am I up to? There's a lot of good video games out right now, Jesse.
Oh, well, that's fine.
I'm good. I'm actually good. I feel like, you know, usually in December, I'm like way down here, but this time I'm like hovering in the middle.
All right.
So things are great.
Mid hover, sure.
Yeah. And I actually have I usually don't have anything to talk about, but I have a show this weekend.
You do.
And maybe by the end of this show, I can pull up the information for it. We'll see. Going to do some stand up and some sketch. And
yeah. Over at Geary. I can't remember the name of it, but yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are over there.
Neither can I, but I'll look it up for the end of this thing.
Sure. That's all that matters. Eventually getting the information is really all that matters. Well, always enjoy having you here, Jack. I'll do better to try to listen, I guess.
You know, it might have been me. I have a lot of spit in my mouth for some reason.
Okay.
I hate when that happens. Yeah, it's just too much spit.
Yeah. It's never good? I don't know.
Well, there are plenty of situations where it's good, but right now isn't one of them.
Exactly. Moving on. Oh, this might be an instance where it's good, or at least after this it would be good. In segment two, it's pickup lines. If you want to date someone, You've just got to resign yourself to the fact that you're going to have to look and sound stupid at first through the awkward employment of chat-up lines. There's no two ways about it. It's what we have socially accepted as the norm for pre-romantic greetings. Why? How? It's best not to question the whys and hows of the how and why that this apparently works. And just be glad it goes, like, at all. And so in pickup lines, you've been asked to give us three chat-up lines to or from the following various random nonsense things. So go on. I'm damping my slacks with words. Did I write that? I don't know. Sometimes I copy and paste from the last episode, and I don't change it. Who knows? But I stand by the sentiment. So we got 1-1-1-2-2-2 three times around. Mikhail, let's get us started going through some pickup lining with your first of three pickup lines to or from and a medicine cabinet. What the fuck happened to me while writing all of this?
See?
Jesus.
This is why I feel attacked.
Pickup lines to or from a medicine cabinet.
I want to hate wink into your mirror.
Yeah.
Sorry, gonna help it. Gonna help it. This one's gonna be terrible.
Okay.
You're so hot and steamy, you've got me swiping right on all this condensation.
Nice. All right. Multifacets. The medicine cabinet. So many things that go into it. Including being fogged up after a show. Like, I get it. Well done. Carissa! First of three pickup lines to or from a laundromat.
You can fill up my coin slot.
Yeah.
It was right there.
It was. Yeah.
How many quarters can you fit?
It's a wide load machine. So.
Yeah. Extra load. Just remembering, I might have used laundromat in the past for something else. Doesn't matter. We're here now. You burned it.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, exactly. So it's brand new. Thank you. Thank you for that. Looking forward to two more. And Jack, this might be just informed by just seeing you pop up on social media. And
it's mildly offensive, but accurate.
So, Jack, let's hear your first of three pickup lines from a needy, attention-starved couch.
Baby, I can't wait for you to call into work, melt into me, and spend the day digging M&Ms out of my velvety folds.
Yeah. Yeah. They're so easy to lose and so fun to find. Good times. Second time around, shall we? Mikhail, pick a line to it from medicine cabinet.
I ain't no pharmacy, but I can be your drug of choice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Like my blood pressure pills. Keep those in there.
Yeah. Oh, these muscle relaxers have been in here for a while, but they're still good. They're still good. Carissa.
Quaaludes, baby.
Yeah.
Quaaludes.
Yeah. Laundromat, pickup line number two. What do you got?
Hey, baby. I'll go downy on you anytime.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, hey there. Hey there, Snuggle.
Snuggle is a baby.
Yeah.
We don't know how old that bear is.
It's true. It could be just some kinky baby play.
Yeah. What do we know? We're not going to yuck any bear's yums.
I'll stay away from it, though.
Yeah,
just
that's fair.
Just to be safe, I think.
When in doubt. Yeah. Shout it out. Damn it. Now I get why capital punishment is so popular. Jack. Second time around, needy attention star couch, pick up line, go.
Hey, gorgeous. Do I need to remind you? I pull out.
Yeah.
What more could you really ask for?
No, let's... Sold. Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think. I got nothing else. All the other references don't work. Murphy is a bed. That doesn't technically work. Futon, sure, it's there, but I can't make it work right now. Third time around, let's wrap up some picking ups of some lines. Mikhail, your third of three, two are from a medicine cabinet.
My bottom shelf is open, and I love to be filled with pills.
Who can't that truthfully be said about? Yeah. Yeah. Let's not act like none of us love to be filled with pills.
That was your Burning Man, right? Was...
Oh. I don't get fun stuff. Nobody shares. I was the DD out there one night. But apparently it was their best night they'd had out there ever. So you know what? I made their night. While they were fucking rolling.
filled with pills.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or tabs of whatever. Thank you. Carissa, your third of three laundromat pickup lines. Yeah.
I can take your load front, top, or bottom.
Oh, shit. So many options.
Oh, yeah!
This laundromat doesn't mess around.
Yeah, no.
Jesus.
Just deposit your loads.
Lordy, lordy.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Carissa. And Jack Murray, close out pickup lines with the third of three, two are from a needy attendant starf couch.
Sit on my face. Mm-hmm. Sit on my... Please just sit on my face.
Had a feeling it was going to be there. Didn't mean I wasn't still looking forward to it. It's kind of... Yeah, it's... It was the Chekhov's gun of this pickup line, frankly. Segment three already. Hell yeah, it is. It's Breakfast of Champions. Don't know how many of you have done Breakfast of Champions, but we needed to trot it out because you've done the other things. Yum, yum, cereal. I want some in a bowl, and with its best friend milk, I then want to shovel it into my sugar taste and maw. I'm just realizing now that I haven't had cereal in a while. I've had its bastard cousin Pop-Tarts, sure, but while it lives in the same sad, neglected child world, it's not the same. And the thing about cereal is that you can theme its flakes and pieces and marshmallows and mascots around pretty much anything. But marketing cowards fear to tread where Stab openly tromps around. And in, you son of a bitch, and in Breakfast of Champions... You're asked to give us the packaging, applicable mascots, slogans, and nutritional information for a breakfast cereal branded around the following particular things or concepts. Yeah. See where you went with this? Mikhail, let's hear your cereal, any kind of cereal you want, with a calm, rational, level-headed cartoon mascot.
It's Mr. Rogers' Neighborly Nibbles with make-believe marshmallows.
Oh.
On the front of the box is an animated Fred Rogers wearing his iconic cardigan sweater and sitting alone at a fully set breakfast table, eating and laughing with his imaginary friends. The box tagline reads, "Start your day the imaginary way." The bowl shows a dull, bland, plant-based, flaky, multigrain cereal. Around the bowl, but not in the actual cereal, are shapes of hearts, unicorns, planes, trains, automobiles, as well as fruits and vegetables, in a mix of bright, vibrant colors, sprinkling with hope. Neon highlighted text reads, "Just imagine eating these imaginary marshmallows."
Oh no.
On the back of the box is a blank gray space. Where it features words that say, "Kids, you can guide a trolley through the neighborhood of make-believe by using your very own imagination." There's even a QR code that parents can pretend to scan with the included make-believe phone, which links to exclusive videos about using your imagination to make-believe with Mr. Rogers. Mm-hmm. Nutritional facts are whatever the hell you want. This is basically thinly shredded pine wood. Mr. Rogers' Neighborly Nibbles with make-believe marshmallows. by General Electric.
Oh. It was going in a wonderful, whimsical place, and then it just got gray.
Like his sweater.
Oh. You have to imagine marshmallows.
But it can be so good depending on how your imagination is.
Well, sure.
Sure.
Oh. I was with you for a second. You fooled me into being with you. And then you made it sad. That's the Stab Show. Fooled you into being with us, then we made it sad. Ding. Wink. Angry wink. Hate wink.
Hate wink.
Well, you gotta lean into it. You gotta lean into your
Mr. Rogers, Neighborly Nibbles.
It's just, I liked Neighborly Nibbles. I was with you with all of it, and then it just became a dull, gray hellscape. Thank you, Mikhail. I sort of mean that. Carissa! Oh, fuck. I forget what I do to you guys, and then I revisit it right before you do it, and yeah. Carissa, let's hear your serial themed around just barely keeping pace in the constant capitalist rat race.
This serial is yum. You really, really, really like this. Yes, you do. It comes sealed in an envelope from your favorite utility provider, stamped open immediately.
No.
Follow around a wallet named Billy as he tries to purchase Christmas gifts for his kids, but all of his credit cards are maxed out. Oh. Nutritional information, not applicable.
Fair.
Just try affording something else. That's the whole thing.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I can only see now just the Lucky Charms pieces, the cereal pieces, not the marshmallows. We've already learned there's no marshmallows tonight. Just all of those crammed into a green smud envelope. And it's just...
Even those might be have too much real food in them.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Sure. We're all just the thin slices of wood flakes. Is that what we're just going with? Nothing joyful.
You chose this prompt.
I did. And I don't think it's getting better with
it's
Jax.
Not.
Let's hear your serial themed around, you know, the survivalist lifestyle.
So the box has a picture of buff Donald Trump and white Jesus bravely fighting off a horde of blue-haired communist zombie mutants who probably all have pronouns in a post-apocalyptic nuclear wasteland with the words, "The Onion presents Alex Jones's Survival-O's," printed over it. The back advises serial survival enthusiasts to invest in gold, the only currency that transcends civilization because it's so shiny.
Mm-hmm.
The mascot is a freaking frog that was turned gay by the chemicals in the water.
Yep.
But then he went to Joel Alstein's conversion therapy, and he's now the straightest frog there has ever been, and he's really buff, and his name is Bruce, and he has a neat little mustache, and he spends all his time at the gym like all manly straight frogs. The cereal itself is expired hamster pellets that can't be sold to hamsters anymore. And obviously, instead of the delicious and nutritious raw milk that Big Pharma doesn't want you to know about, you eat it with your own pee.
Bruce, the extremely heterosexual mustachioed frog, always at the gym. Clearly the straightest frog ever.
Straightest frog in the world.
Oh, Bruce. Oh, thing is, frogs at the gym, they don't skip leg day.
They can't.
No. It's kind of their whole thing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jack. I'm sorry, Jack. On to segment four. Oh, the hits just keep on coming. It's Vows to an Asshole. So those pickup lines worked somehow beyond all logic and reason. And now you're getting married. Good for you? I asked that questioningly style, because it looks like you're about to get hitched to a real fucking asshole. Or at least something that a good chunk of the population might view as a pretty ungood, not nice, junk, garbage thing object. And in vows to an asshole, you've been asked to prepare your wedding vows to these otherwise pretty unlovable things. So, let's get to having and holding this jerk face already. Mikhail! I rolled the wrong thing there. let's hear your vows to never-ending housework.
Oh, never-ending housework. From the moment I picked up a dirty dish, I knew you'd be a lingering presence in my life. No matter how much you test my patience, I will continue to ignore your endless laundry piles, regardless of how many times they move from one side of the bed to the other. You'll always be filthy to me, because I will never stop walking all over your floors and getting my heart stomp on when our favorite Biohazard song comes on. So today, I embrace the endless mop and commit to the chores of tomorrow. I pledge to ignore your tasks each day for as long as I can. My sheets will be folded and countertops squeaky clean only when we have company over.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, no matter how much I give, no matter what I do, I will always know. As soon as one task is complete, another will begin. Because, baby, that's you. You are relentless. And I promise to always sweep you under the rug.
Oh, that's adorable. That's wonderful.
It's wholesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate it a lot. 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 I'm going home and cleaning.
Where's the wink?
Oh, I hate that so much. And apparently,
I want to see that as a merch shirt now. Like.
And apparently, only wink with my right eye. I think. That's very difficult.
You got it. You got it.
Now my face hurts. Thank you. I'm absolutely going home and cleaning tonight. So much to do, Carissa. Let's hear your vows to getting sick on the eve of a big trip you've been planning for ages.
Baby, I know most people hate to see you coming, but I love you. And there have been so many times when you were just really there for me. Like when I was being forced by my work to go to that awful week-long conference, or when my parents kept begging me to come home, you made sure to find me a way out. Or when that bitch Sharon was trying to invite herself on my birthday trip, you made sure to keep her down instead. And I will never forget that. And of course, there have been times when you've wronged me too. But my love for you still prevails. And if there's one thing I've learned, it's you've got to take the good with the bad. I know I can always count on you in just those specific moments. And you'll be there, allowing me to shamelessly scarf down my chicken noodle soup and lay in bed and watch my movies. And how could someone not love you for that? Yeah. What more could I ever need?
Yeah, yeah. You put it that way. You actually found positives in that one, too. That's, I'm not used to that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, yeah.
It's real love.
It's real. Yeah. Yeah.
So positive, so loving, so wholesome today. I'm going to go home and clean.
All right, now to the piss play.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been waiting.
I've been scanning the prompts here, and I don't know.
The last one was the piss play one.
Is it? Because I don't see that.
That's all you get. Okay. I was exaggerating. All
right. I mean, I didn't know if I threw it in there subconsciously, which I could buy. I could buy. I don't barely pay attention.
I'll write one for you next time.
Oh, yay. Jack, let's finish up some vowances. Let's hear your vows to your beloved. Still widely accepted but woefully outdated social norms.
I take thee, still widely accepted but woefully outdated social norms, to be my lawfully wedded spouse. I can't wait to get done with this $50,000 wedding, where you look so beautiful in that lying shade of whore white, with that grotesque blood diamond on your finger that I sold my car to buy you, to solidify this union of our two kingdoms and all their resources, sans one Honda Accord, and get down to the business of baby making. I hope we have six of each in the exactly two kinds of people, blue and pink, so that in 20 years we can die fighting over the last of the clean drinking water as a family. To have and to hold, for richer or poorer, in sickness and health, until death do us part, or we start to resent one another because the nuclear family is a capitalist joke and no one was ever meant to do all these things together alone. And it's much easier to just start all over again than to repair things when the man who asked why you never got your body back after the eighth baby he squirted into you, and I hope the cats are dead by then, because I will never allow you visitation with Captain Pringles and Miss Beantoes. Amen.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. You will never see Captain Pringles again.
Amen.
Never!
Or Miss Beantoes.
No. I mean, that goes without saying. But Captain Pringles.
Yeah, Miss Beantoes doesn't even like you.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
You try and make it look like, no, we're having fun. No, no.
No.
She just likes your body heat.
Yeah.
She'll leave. She leaves everyone.
Oh. No. Now the realities of cats sinking in, too. This isn't helpful. This isn't helpful. My cat likes me. We're wrapping it up already with segment five. It's new fall lineup. TV's a great thing. And we don't say that just because we made a whole-ass internet TV channel just so the world could have access to our brilliance. Though, that's not a reason that TV is rad. We are in what some have deemed another golden age of television. But that was probably just coined by someone looking to keep their job in television. But regardless, now is a great time for TV, and we want to be a part of that even more. So in new fall lineup, you've been asked to give us your rundowns of the following new TV series based on these randomly generated titles, skimmed from the various random title generators over at 7sanctum.com. Completely random. I mean, sure, I chose them from the lists, but I didn't create them, so no blame on me. No blame. Mikhail, let's hear your new fall television show, The Touch of the Sinful Dragon.
Streaming this fall on the new UPN app.
Oh, yes.
From the producers that made that one thing you kind of liked on the WB channel, but stopped watching after the first half of season two. Well, a new supernatural drama that will ignite your soul. Father Ignatius Dragunovsky seems like the perfect Catholic priest. He's devout, compassionate, and beloved by his congregation. But Father Dragunovsky has a dark secret. He is the devil and a dragon.
What?
Cursed to live as a dragon after the Great Fall. He is isolated among sinful men in an old monastery, protecting the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Located in modern downtown Boston, Dragunovsky is caught between divine duty and demonic desire. He's struggling with more than just temptation. He's fighting for his very soul. As Father Dragunovsky becomes entangled in a forbidden love affair with a dying monk, can he balance his vows of celibacy with his growing lust for sin or for his burning desire of redemption? With the forces of heaven and hell watching his every scaly move, will Dragunovsky resist his darkest urges? Or will the touch of the sinful dragon tear his world apart? Prepare for a story of faith, temptation, and fiery battle between flesh and soul. The Touch of the Sinful Dragon, coming February with a 2-episode premiere and new episodes streaming every Wednesday. Sign up with code SINFUL for a 3-month free trial.
God damn it.
Oh. The Touch of the Sinful Dragon.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You're not supposed to, like, sell a real show this hard. This is.
Oh, yeah.
This is. Yeah, this I'd would definitely that. Lead the rollout of the new UPN streaming app. For Christ's sake.
Well, thank you.
Man. Huh?
Thank you.
Yeah. No. That was. Yes. Yes. At very least. If not, a USA original. I don't know. It's
oh, a network that still exists.
Well, it's either that or, you know.
Flatterer.
The vehicle launching the whole new. No one. UPN went away, but nobody forgot. Nobody forgot. Thank you, Mikhail. So good. So gosh darn good. Where can people get more Mikhail Chernyovsky? Where they get things?
You can follow me on the socials. I'm a Ukrainian comedian on the grams. And hit me up there, and I'll be posting my next few shows over the next couple weeks through the end of the year.
Cool. Sounds good. Well, happy to have you. So good. So wonderful. Carissa.
Hello.
Hi. Seems like we should have said hello earlier, but you know what? Here we are. This is what's happening now.
You can say hello to someone more than one time.
Can you? Okay.
I'm making the rule right now.
All right. Well, hi. Carissa, let's hear your rundown of your new show, Lady Blast and the Time Police.
Lady Blast and the Time Police is the newest sci-fi drama coming to a streaming service near you. Mm-hmm. It's set in the year 3054 and follows Lady Blast, a superhuman from Earth with a blaster gun in place of her right arm and the ability to fly. Nice. Lady Blast has just landed her dream job, working for the Time Police, an organization tasked with keeping the timeline in order and handling various time travel crimes. Mm-hmm. As a new recruit at an organization with no shortage of superhumans, Lady Blast knows she has a lot to prove. As she starts taking on more and more cases and working her way up the ladder, Lady Blast slowly begins learning the truth about the Time Police.
Oh, shit.
And the many dark secrets they're holding. Will she turn her back on her dream?
I don't know.
Or will she stand and protect her organization? And not learn ACAB.
Oh, fuck. Both of you with just like actual pitches here. I can't greenlight anything, guys. But you're coming at me with this hot content. And well, you know what? Maybe somebody out there at our good friends Crackle will pick these shows. One of these days, Crackle will find us and love us like we want them to.
Never know.
So good. You guys are coming at me with hard-hitting sci-fi fantasy dramas, and I'm just not expecting all of this, like, cogent, thoughtful storytelling. Good thing we've still got Jack. but before we get there, Carissa, how can people get more of what it is Carissa Edwards does out in the world?
Gosh, I don't know. Come here on second Saturdays at 8 o'clock. I will be here.
It helps.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're right here. And we're happy to have you.
Happy to be here.
Thank you so much. Oh, so good. Such goodness. Jack.
Yes, sir.
Hi. Hello. Hi. Before we set you loose on this final prompt of the evening, let people know where they can enjoy all of that is to be enjoyed about a Jack Marie.
Okay, so Sunday, the Uli Theater, 6 p.m., me and my gayest only friends.
Yes.
And stand-up, sketch, comedic music. I'm not a part of that. I'm not musically inclined.
That's all right.
It'll be great, though, because I'm not involved.
True.
And I don't know. You can follow me on Instagram. I post everything there.
Mm-hmm. Well, do then.
Now I'm ready to pitch you some of the best goddamn TV.
Am I ready? Jack Marie, let's close out this fall TV, new fall lineup. I remember what the names of the the prompts are.
Clearly.
Piss play.
Let's finish up new fall lineup. Let's finish up this episode of The Stab Show with your rundown of your new television show, I Was a Teenage Creature.
Critics that we won't be naming are calling the new fall show, I Was a Teenage Creature, hard-hitting and real, a gritty tour de force, and brave Oscar bait. Must-see TV, six thumbs enthusiastically up, and genre-defining. And one very real and serious scholar of film said it reimagines how we think about documentaries about 90s reality TV shows. So if you miss this, you probably don't care about quality art. You pleb. Cut to a woman's bedroom, a dresser cluttered with makeup, perfume, and photos of friends and family framed by two mid-century crystal lamps draped with jewelry. For a while, I thought I would never do this again. Get dressed up, put on makeup, fly out over the Silver Bridge to meet my Point Pleasant girls for mocktails. I mean, I couldn't escape the speculation and the rumors, the tabloids, and the memes. I'm sorry, can we take a break? Cut to a compilation of family home movies. In 1996, Moth Mandy was just an ordinary 16-year-old girl living with her famous and reclusive father in West Virginia. Mm-hmm. She was completely unknown outside of her high school, where she was co-captain of the cheer squad and a solid B student. Cut back to interview. Moth Mandy is seated in a comfortable armchair in a tastefully decorated foyer. Mm. When MTV reached out about Teenage Creature, I was over the moon. I mean, what teenage girl wouldn't have been excited to spend the summer in a big city and meet Carson Daly? Like, what? It was a dream come true. I mean, people knew the Mothman, but I wanted them to know Moth Mandy. Mm-hmm. Cut to clips of MTV's Teenage Creature, season one. When we got to the townhouse, the first thing I noticed were all the lamps. I have always loved lamps. I'm just drawn to them. Everything with Mothman was always bridges, bridges, bridges. We had model bridges everywhere, and I just always dreamed of having a home full of lamps. I knew we were going to have a lot of fun that summer, and we did. Now Moth Mandy. Yes. You know I have to ask about Bat Boy. Bat Boy. I mean, he's just Richard now, but he was sweet, charming. And he had led such an exciting life. He'd met the president and Queen Elizabeth and Oprah and Bigfoot. I remember seeing him on the cover of National Enquirer every month. And he was paying attention to me. We would just sit under the big lamp and talk for hours. I thought he had the cutest screech. And they knew exactly what they were doing, cramming eight hormonal teenage creatures into that townhouse with very little adult supervision and cases of beer the crew just forgot in the fridge. It was a recipe for disaster. And on one night in July, disaster struck. Oh. Yeah, it did. Moth Mandy, tell us how you ended up wearing that lampshade. Shots of Moth Mandy sobbing, head in her hands. Cut to Moth Mandy meeting her friends in the club. I'm not going to let the haters win, you know? Just because they say it or believe it doesn't mean it's who I am. I'm not a beer addict. I'm not a bat slut. I'm not the creature from Lamps Plus or any of the hurtful labels Perez Hilton gave me. I'm just Moth Mandy, and I'm reclaiming my life. I was a teenage creature coming this fall.
God damn it. I want that too. You guys did the job too well. So good. Oh, and Stab is over, though. Oh, dang it. Oh, thank you for joining us tonight. Of course, a very special thank you to our incredible panel, Mikhail Chernyovsky, Carissa Edwards, and Jack Marie. Hey, want to catch the Stab Show live as it happens? Well, all you got to do for that is come on down to Stab Comedy Theater or tune in to Stab TV Friday nights at 7:30. That's like literally it. Or you can take the Stab Show on the go with you by subscribing to via the podcast provider of your choice. Then why not rate, share, and review while you're there? You're already there! But unfortunately, that's all we've got for you tonight. So until next time, I've been your host, Jesse Jones, reminding you that success is 1% inspiration, 1% perspiration, and 98% being friends with Adam Sandler. I don't make the rules. Good night. Well done, everybody. So good. Yay! Good times.
Where was the piss play?